center. And never let anybody say, boy, you can't make it, cause the fever man is in your way. No more tears do we cry, and we have finally dried our eyes. We're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up now. We're moving on up.
Good morning, KZLA Talk 1580 listeners, and thank you for waking up with Urban Family Focus. As we say for you early birds, you know you get the worm, and here you get wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. I'm Reverend Gerald Smith, life coach and addiction counselor, coming to you live from the heartbeat of urban Los Angeles, the KZLA Talk 1580 studios in Leimert Park. We're going to be here every Saturday morning, 7 a.m., and we want to thank you in advance for telling everybody you know about that new great Saturday lineup on KBLA Talk 1580, the only black-owned and operated progressive talk station west of the Mississippi. And don't forget to download the KBLA app 1580 and listen anytime, anywhere. Before we get started, I want to thank Tavis Smiley, Elston Butler, and everyone at Smiley Audio Media for providing a platform so we can talk to each other, speak for each other, and support each other. The purpose of this show is to provide a forum for information, education, and resources, primarily in the areas of mental illness and addiction, while reducing the stigma and enhancing the understanding associated with these diseases. Other topics will include health and wellness, financial literacy, and conflict resolution. Each show will feature experienced, qualified, and certified experts that will offer the knowledge, tools, and coping skills we need for us as individuals and families to enhance their lives spiritually, mentally, and physically. This show can only happen with our great engineer Andy keeping the sounding good and keeping us on time. And nothing happens on this show without our producer extraordinaire, a star of stage, screen, and television, Miss Larita Shell B. And last but not least, I want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Los Angeles Urban League, celebrating 100 years of highlighting and providing solutions to issues that matter most to black families. Today's program focuses on mental illness, which I believe is one of the most important issues in our country. Every time I hear about a mass shooting, every time I turn on the news and see some ex-Marine has put on his old uniform and annihilated his family, and I hear the reporter say, authorities are trying to determine why, I just shake my head. Not to mention the role mental health plays in the homeless crisis or the loss of jobs and broken homes related to mental instability. The irrational and sometimes violent behavior you're waiting for your child to grow out of can evolve into a prison sentence if we don't honestly and openly discuss and seek understanding and professional help. Now, these are extreme examples, but all of us experience some level of depression or anxiety at some point in our life. The important thing is to remember mental disorders serve, whether they be severe or mild, can be treated, and those who seek treatment can live a successful, productive, and happy life. As well as health-related problems, the urban community has unique challenges when it comes to getting the services that they need. In order for our community to get rid of the stigma and lack of understanding associated with mental problems, which is our major stumbling block, we're going to have open and honest discussions and explain why having an illness, be it mental or be it physical, is something that we have to accept, get treatment for, and take time to get the right advice and seek the right information. When we return, we're going to be able to introduce two special guests that are going to address some of the community needs and the available resources pertaining to mental health. You know, you might wonder why I'm doing this. You and I both have had issues within our families with mental illness, and I had one that was pretty unique to me. It was growing up as a child. My mom, bless her heart, Miss Ida B. Fulcher, she had what they used to call in the old days, a nervous breakdown. You know, and I was, you know, one of those brash teenagers. And she told me one night, she said, boy, get off that phone. I'm expecting a phone call. And I hung up the phone, set it in front of her room, went and got on the wall phone in the kitchen. And as I was talking away to my little girlfriend, she had, you know how you put the phone down and just hold time when you're 15 years old? She put the phone down, holding time, and by the time she got back, my mom was coming down the hallway and saw me hang up that phone. And the next thing I knew, that black cast iron skillet she left on the stove was heading for my head. If I hadn't a duck, Reverend Drill wouldn't be here. So we're going to step away for a moment, and when we get back, I'm going to introduce two very special guests that are with us from NAMI Urban LA.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
As a new State Farm customer, you may be eligible for one or more of the many auto insurance discounts State Farm offers. Contact State Farm agent Brandon Foster at myagentbfoster.com. Again, myagentbfoster.com. Teen driver? Good student. You're a safe driver. Rent cars? Or do you use your personal car to drive for a ride-sharing company like Uber or Lyft? Make sure you're protected with State Farm and contact Brandon Foster at myagentbfoster.com. Contact today and use the promo code KBLA and save money with auto insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Drake Law Firm at 844-51-DRAKE. Let's face it, accidents happen. I remember a guy who was minding his own business on his way home, and out of nowhere, a bus hits him. Like that, your life can change. And the last thing on your mind is fighting an insurance company to make sure you're whole again. That's what the Drake Law Firm is for. At 844-51-DRAKE. They'll make all the noise go away so you can focus on your health and your life. Remember, if you're in an accident, the most important thing you can do is call the Drake Law Firm. 844-51-DRAKE. It's the peace of mind for me.
Hi, I'm Nicole Franklin.
And I'm Brian Tamontaine.
We're the host of the podcast, Before You Go.
Yes, Before You Go, because there's no time like the present to talk to our guests.
Our 100-year-old guests.
What a gift.
We have 80 and 90-year-olds too, but the older the better, right, Brian?
Oh, yes. Such amazing history.
We've got history on record.
History corrected.
Lots of smiles and I'd say some redemption as we unearth some deep, dark secrets.
Politics, race, music.
Baseball.
From sports to the silver screen. It's such a privilege to hear these incredible stories.
From our 100-year-old guests, or as you say, Bryant, those who are just getting up there.
So join us for a rewind in time.
Check out our podcast at beforeyougo.tv.
And listen to us live Saturdays right here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Olivia here. Looking for that nighttime skincare routine that will have your skin ready for fall? Well, Olay has you covered. First, I use Olay Collagen Peptide 24 Eye Cream. It provides 24-hour hydration and visibly firms that delicate eye area in just 2 weeks. Then I use Olay Retinol 24 Night Moisturizer in the beautiful purple jar. It hydrates better than that $100 retinol cream and gives me smoother, younger-looking skin. Get $10 off 2 moisturizers at retailers nationwide and Olay.com. Check your local newspaper for coupon and more details.
Get stylish, durable flooring for your home that will last a lifetime. And get it installed with help from Lowe's. Get Stainmaster Pet Protect Carpet starting at just $1.99 per square foot. And Pergo Wet Protect Laminate starting at $2.49 per square foot. Both with limited lifetime warranties. Order now, only at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only. See Lowe's.com product detail page for more warranty information.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk 1580.
This segment of Urban Family Focus is brought to you by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring that our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus on KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach. You know, Leimert Park is home of one of the nation's most progressive organizations in the mental health arena, the National Alliance of Mental Illness. NAMI, Urban Los Angeles, was founded in 2003 and is the urban affiliate to the National Alliance of Mental Illness. NAMI is the nation's largest grassroots mental health organization dedicated to educating and advocating and supporting and helping people build better lives for millions of individuals who are affected by mental illness. NAMI Urban Los Angeles, NULA as it's called, provides education about severe brain disorders, supports increasing funding for research, and advocates for adequate health insurance, housing rehabilitation, and jobs for people with serious psychiatric illnesses in the communities of color. It also seeks to educate the public about myths on mental illness and eradicate stigma. NAMI Urban Los Angeles seeks to be a beacon of hope in the community that it serves. And we are pleased to have in studio with us this morning Madeline Cobb Brown, who is president of the board of directors of NAMI Urban LA, and Harold Turner, the executive director for NAMI LA. Madeline, welcome to Urban Family Focus. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Gerald, and good morning to your listeners.
Harold, how are you doing this morning?
Very well. Thank you for asking.
I want to thank both of you for coming in this morning. And Madeline, we're going to start with you. Let me tell the audience a little bit about Madeline Cobb Brown. She's a native of Los Angeles, been living here for 66 years, although she's only 25 years old. She's been married for 35 years and has an adult son with schizophrenia. In 2003, Madeline joined NAMI Urban Los Angeles as an affiliate of the National Association for Mental Illness. NAMI stands for National Alliance of Mental Illness, I should say. NAMI was formed in 1979 to bring awareness to mental illness and hopes to build better lives for millions affected by mental illness. By joining NAMI, she had a desire to help others who were also dealing with loved ones suffering from severe mental illness. Madeline completed several of NAMI courses and became certified to teach NAMI signature classes to families and caregivers. Madeline is the board president of NAMI Urban LA and is committed to the growth of NAMI Urban Los Angeles in communities of color and has no shame, and to get us to have, I should say, no shame for the stigma associated with mental illness. Madeline, tell us your story and why you chose to dedicate yourself to the NAMI organization.
Well, first I want to give you a little background about how NAMI Urban LA came to exist. In the year of 2002-2003, NAMI Urban LA was founded by five black professional women that met in their living rooms of their homes searching for answers as to how they could help their children suffering from severe mental illness, illnesses such as bipolar and schizophrenia. These five women were really courageous and without shame founded the only black chapter of NAMI in the country. One of those black mothers was our dear B.B. Moore Campbell. She was a journalist, an author, and a teacher. Three times her books made it on the New York Times bestseller list. She was a champion advocating for mental health in black communities. No one wants to say, "The person I love is not in control of their mind." After all, we're already stigmatized by the virtue of the color of our skin. She helped to bring light to the need for mental health services in the black and underserved communities. In November of 2006, at the age of 56, Bibi died from complications from brain cancer. We were crushed, to say the least. But her memory, in 2008, Congress recognized Bibi for her relentless work, declaring the month of July Bibi Moore Campbell National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. So in honor of Bibi's month, the month of July, NAMI, along with other mental health organizations, will put together presentations saluting Bibi to bring recognition to the struggle and inequalities for minorities in the mental health arena, including the policy and treatment of minorities with mental illness and laws regulating that are often come with treatment to black people with mental illness. The treatment that we receive was just terrible compared to what our white and mental illness individuals are dealing with.
Madeline, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. for giving us that background on NAMI Urban Los Angeles. And I've been privileged for the past few years to have an opportunity to host your annual fundraisers. And it was at one of those fundraisers that I was able to meet Harold Turner, who is executive director of NAMI Los Angeles. As Madeline mentioned, every July we celebrate NAMI Urban LA Minority Mental Illness Month. And that was something that was pushed for by the founders of NAMI LA. And now it's actually something that happens every year. And we encourage all our listeners to go to NAMI's website and check out all the great things that they're doing. And don't miss their big event every July, because that's their major fundraiser. So when I met Mr. Turner, I was told that he had a wealth of knowledge in the field of mental illness, and he's had every job and been affiliated with every organization there is in Los Angeles about mental illness. So let me just give you a little brief background on Harold Turner. Harold is a retired information technology professional with more than 35 years of experience working with Fortune 500 organizations. He has provided technical management and direction and support for major infrastructure projects in diverse industries and financial services, information technologies, as well as healthcare. Harold has been a contributing member of the National Alliance of Mental Illness since 2007. He is now executive director of NAMI Urban LA, and he also serves on the NAMI California Board of Directors. He has been appointed as a commissioner of the Los Angeles County Mental Health Commission. Harold, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Harold, I know you have an extensive background in the area of mental illness. So just take your time and let our listeners know what you know, or as much as you possibly can in the few minutes that we have, of how they can assist in getting help for themselves and their family members when they sense that there is a mental illness issue.
Yeah, I probably won't need that much time to tell you all I know, but you know, I came to NAMI like most people do, you know, and after mental illness has invaded your home and you have a loved one who requires some caregiving. In my case, my daughter was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia in her junior year in college. Prior to that, I had very little involvement, frankly, very little interest in mental health. But you can't ignore it when it's in your home. And I went, you know, you want to find out, what is this thing? You know, what is the prognosis? Where is it going? Will it get better? You know, you have all of these questions and no answers readily available. But I could Google with the best of them, so you know, collected a lot of data and statistics, but that doesn't make a support system. So actually, it was my daughter had been diagnosed for 9 years by the time I found NAMI, and I should say my wife found NAMI and drugged me kicking and screaming to NAMI. I didn't; it wasn't my choice. I wanted some peace in my house, so I said, "Let me go see what they're about." You know, my wife told me, this NAMI thing, we got to check it out. So I did, and I was amazed. You know, after 9 years of searching around on my own, found a place where people seemed to know what I want, seemed to know what my questions were before I asked them. You know, it was amazing. So actually about 3 weeks in, I was totally sold and wondering how something this fundamental to living a meaningful life for so many people is such a secret. So I followed the same path similar to Maddie. You know, I took the education course at NAMI. We had a 12-week course called Family to Family, and it gave me things I needed to know about mental illness, what it is, what it isn't, how the brain works, how do medications work, how do you talk to somebody who's psychotic and making no sense, you know, how do you do problem solving in a mental health environment. All this information was there. So I found that 12-week course to be not only educational and informative, but transformational. It made a huge difference in my life, the life of my daughter, and in our family life as well. And I stayed on and went through additional education training from NAMI to be able to train teachers and to reach out in the community, and got increasingly involved. I was still working at the time. Ended up retiring from Kaiser Permanente at the time to do this full time because I was passionate about the work. So,
Harold, that's a great story, and a lot of, as you both have said, a lot of the board members at NAMI got involved because of a personal issue that they were dealing with. No parent wants to admit that something is wrong with their child, because sometimes they think if something's wrong with their child, they think there's something wrong with them. And we need to get away from that mindset and understand that mental illness is just like physical illness. It's something that we have. It's something that the brain, gets a little bit out of control and excretes a little more of this and not enough of that. And people really don't have control over what they're thinking and doing. But there is an answer. There is treatment. There are organizations like yourself. There are people out there willing to help. We just have to come together as families and decide to reach out and get that help. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the main thing we're trying to get our community to grapple with, which is the stigma associated with mental illness. The mental illness, people have this thing that, there's something wrong with my child, there's something wrong with me, they're less than someone else. And that's really not true. One of the things I learned when I was doing my training over at Loyola Marymount is that people with mental illness and even some people with addiction actually have higher IQ levels than the average person. So, when you have a diagnosis in your family or even an addiction in your family and you're looking down at that person and thinking that there's something terribly wrong with them, just know that there have been some very famous people who have had some mental illness issues and have done some great things in life, and our families, our children, our husbands, our wives can do those same things. When we come back, I'll mention a few of those people that I'm referring to that has gone on to do some really, really great successful things. Some of the people we studied when we were in high school in our history classes about them, and we were taught that they were great people who made great contributions to the world. But yet, when somebody close to us has a diagnosis, we tend to take a different direction and want to hide it and not talk to anybody about it and take our time, and as Harold said, go kicking and screaming to get the relief that we actually need. So one of the things that I've had to deal with in my own personal life is being in situations where I didn't recognize what was going on with the individual. I thought maybe the person was just lazy or didn't want to do anything, when in fact there could have been or was in fact some depression that was going on with individuals that I knew. And even in my work career, I was in sales management for many years at radio stations, and sometimes some of my salespeople would just go left, and you never knew why or couldn't understand why. And I would assume maybe there's something going on at home, whatever. And as we dug a little deeper and got to really sit down and talk, I found out that they were having some depression issues or suffering from anxiety or something like that. So it happens to all of us. I know no one. And when I say no one, I know no one who doesn't feel a little depressed sometime or doesn't get a little anxious sometime. We have many of our young men and women who, fought in wars that come home with PTSD and other ailments that are associated with the traumas that they've been exposed to. So what we want to do here on Urban Family Focus is to bring people in who've been there, done that, and have expertise in the area, because we want people to call in and ask questions and share some of their information. So when we come back, we're going to take some calls on KBLA Talk 1580, and that number is 800-920-1580, 800-920-1580. We'll see you on the other side.
listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
I'm Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is telling Democrats more time is needed on the infrastructure bill and on the larger social spending package. In a letter to colleagues, Pelosi noted great progress has been made, and she looks forward to when both bills make it through Congress. It will be a battle of two top teams in Tuscaloosa, Alabama this afternoon. The top-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide are hosting the 12th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels. Alabama will be looking to go 5-0 on the year, while Ole Miss enters Week 5 at 3-0. Disney Channel is announcing Raven's Home has been renewed for a fifth season. The That's So Raven spinoff series star Raven Symone is set to return in the lead role for the family comedy series. That's the latest. I'm Tanita from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from GEICO.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed GEICO agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You ready?
Excuse me. Now that I have your attention, may I ask you this question? Why do you believe police brutality continues to exist in this country? Do you believe it to be a systemic problem, or should we judge police misconduct on a case-by-case basis? And what's your opinion on the best course of action to solve the problem? Well, you have come to the right place. You're listening to LA's all-new progressive talk radio station. Of the people, by the people, for the people.
Hey, I sure appreciate that.
It's KBLA Talk 1580. We got you covered round the clock. Racism, we got you. Progressive politics, we got you. Health and wellness education, we have you covered.
We're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people.
A Black-owned and operated evidence-based alternative radio station for progressive, open-minded people like you and me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Welcome home, LA. We're all in this together.
Let's get it on.
It's KBLA Talk 1580, broadcasting from the heart of LA's Leimert Park. We've got a lot to talk about.
We are going to have to fight. We're going to have to struggle relentlessly to bring about some peace.
You're always up for some fun with the family. So you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The COVID-19 bailout for homeowners is coming to an end. That means over 44,000 homeowners are at risk of losing their homes. If your mortgage company has not yet extended your forbearance, we can help. We care about our communities, and we don't want to see homeowners lose their dream. South Central Real Estate is providing free education to homeowners to help you keep your home. Listen, this moratorium is ending, but help is still available, and education is key. Go to southcentralrealestate.com. realestatelaron.com to learn more about how you can save your home. Jen LaRon and her team of real estate professionals are dedicated to serving the South Central community, and we want to see you keep your home. Go to southcentralrealestate.com to learn more and to educate yourself on how you can save your home. South Central is our community, and we want to keep it that way. Go to southcentralrealestate.com now. That's southcentralrealestate.com. Save South Central LA and your American dream.
My name is Susan Burton. I'm founder of A New Way of Life and the Justice on Trial Film Festival. Every year, 150,000 women spent Mother's Day separated from their children. An estimated 58,000 women enter prison and have their child while incarcerated under the loneliest and coldest conditions. Even a short stay in jail can result in the permanent loss of your child. I want to invite you to our series, Testify, The Fight to Reunite, on October 4th, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. This film is a multimedia initiative of A New Way of Life Reentry Project, and it aims to transform our conversation around mass incarceration. It aims to repair the harms of mass incarceration. You can register for the Justice on Trial Film Festival at justiceontrialfilmfestival.net and get your free ticket now. That's justiceontrialfilmfestival.net. Let's explore solutions together.
Now back to more of the all-new weekend lineup here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We're here with Executive Director Harold Turner and the head of the Board of Directors, Madeline Kyle Brown from NAMI Urban Los Angeles. And I see that we have a caller, Jerry from Beverly Hills, called in, and we want to get back to them and see what they have to say to Harold or Madeline.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. Welcome to Urban Family Focus.
I'd like to ask, I have a unique case. How may I get involved in your research? Do you have a contact number?
In the research that NAMI is involved in?
Yeah. Do you have a contact number?
Yes, yeah. I'll let Harold answer that question for you.
Yeah, we have a contact number. Our number is area code 323-294-7814. And you can also submit questions to us or comments to us through our webpage as well. www.namiurbanla.org. And research is something that's conducted primarily by mental health clinicians and the National Institute of Mental Health. We have a lot of statistics that are readily available, and there's also various programs that come up periodically during the year that's conducted by mental health clinicians like UCLA and others, and even more in a community impact level, the RAND Institute and others conduct studies. And we'd be happy to connect you with those.
Thank you, Harold. Jerry, and thank you for calling in and asking that question. And if you're listening with us this morning and you have something you want to know, or you have a family member that's dealing with mental illness and you want to get the proper help for them, just give us a call here at KBLA Talk 1580. That's 1-800-920-1580, 1-800-920-1580. So we're going to get back into our conversation that we started about stigma. Negative attitudes and beliefs towards people who live with mental illness conditions is pervasive in these United States and can be particularly strong in the Black community. Studies show that 63% of Black people believe that mental illness condition is a sign of personal weakness. And as a result of that, people may experience shame about having mental illness or worry that they may be discriminated against due to their condition. For many in the Black community, it can be incredibly challenging to discuss the topic of mental health due to the concern of how they'll be perceived by their by others, by their family members, by their coworkers. The fear could prevent people from seeking mental health care when they truly, truly need it. So, Harold, I know you've been involved in a lot of programs that, that address these concerns, and I know that's one of the main things that NAMI is here to do is help us get over this stigma that we've been facing. And it's kind of, I hate to use the term, but it's kind of hereditary in the Black community. You know, there was a time when, and particularly as Black men, you really didn't have an opportunity to have pride in yourself and stand up as a man. So showing any sign of weakness was something that we just didn't do. And now that's kind of, you know, matriculated into an attitude that if we need to go to the doctor, we don't go, you know, unless the pain is unbearable. And if we feel that there's something wrong with us or someone in our family, we feel we can handle it ourselves instead of getting the help that we need. So, Harold, just talk to us a little bit about how NAMI helps people deal with that stigma that we're trying to overcome.
Yeah, it's NAMI actually defines stigma as an invisible mark of shame or disgrace, you know, and that's what people feel. People will do many things to deny mental illness for many of the reasons that you pointed out. In my case, you know, dealing with my family member, she was diagnosed at 21, which is interesting to note because 50% of people with mental illness are showing signs by the age of 14. If you put that up to age 24, 75%. So you can see where the young people are subjected to these psychotic episodes. Have a lot of secluding herself, isolating herself, very little family interaction. Mm-hmm. But she would go through that end of the school year, the structure's gone, relapse, rehospitalization, get out of the hospital, back to school, load up, catch up, end of the school year, repeats. And it was amazing. You know, we think sometimes getting information from health professionals is tough, you know, given our HIPAA laws and things like right. that. Schools are even worse. They didn't have any problem cashing the tuition check, but they had a lot of problem telling me anything. So that was problematic.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Harold. When, you know, I have a story I'm going to share in a little while. And that, Madeline, we know that you've been dealing with a lot of the women that you've associated with at NAMI. And you guys share your, you know, your personal information and things that you all have dealt with as it pertains to stigma. And I've known you a long time. And since I've known you, I've never seen you hesitate at any time to address whatever situation you were faced with and take the bull by the horns. So we're going to give you an opportunity to talk about a little bit about your experiences in that area. And remember, those of you who are out there listening, you can call in anonymously if you like, but please reach out to us at 800-920-1580. That's KBLA Talk, 1580, 800-920-1580. We're going to step away just for a moment and come back with some more interesting conversation on Urban Family Focus.
We know you have options, but thank you for making the best choice. The only station in LA of the people, by the people, for the people. We are unapologetically progressive. KBLA Talk 1580. Stay tuned.
Newsom's $15 million climate change program includes grants for communities. I'm Aisha Cairo. This is your K-Black Minute, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. Last week, Governor Newsom announced a historic $15 billion climate change package. The initiative has funds in it to combat the state's current environmental crisis, as well as help communities prepare for and prevent any disasters that may result from shifting weather patterns and changing global global temperatures. It is the largest investment of its kind in the history of the state. The package will help California tackle the climate crisis from record heat waves to extreme drought and massive wildfires, with the focus on communities of color who are disproportionately affected by climate change. To date, over 1.9 million acres have burned due to massive wildfires. This is KBLA, and we've got a lot to talk about.
Life insurance helps your life's moments live on. State Farm agent Brandon Foster will help you decide which coverage is right for you. Whether you're looking for the affordability of term insurance or need coverage for a specific time frame, contact myagentbfoster.com today. Term life helps with short-term debts. Whole life insurance protects your family's future. And universal life insurance is a permanent policy with flexible premiums and death benefits to help protect your loved ones. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Contact myagentbfoster.com today. MyAgentBFoster.com.
Hot, dry weather and a drought are impacting our water supply. But if we work together now, we can make our water last for us and for future generations. To learn more, visit SaveOurWater.com. Let's make it last, California. Here's tip number one to help save our water. Wash cars with a bucket, sponge, and hose with a self-closing nozzle. You'd be surprised to know how much you can help save. To learn more, visit SaveOurWater.com. Let's make it last, California.
Get stylish, durable flooring for your home that will last a lifetime. And get it installed with help from Lowe's. Get Stainmaster Pet Protect Carpet starting at just $1.99 per square foot. And Pergo Wet Protect Laminate starting at $2.49 per square foot. Both with limited lifetime warranties. Order now, only at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only. See Lowe's.com product detail page for more warranty information.
Olivia here. Looking for that nighttime skincare routine that will have your skin ready for fall? Well, Olay has you covered. First, I use Olay Collagen Peptide 24 Eye Cream. It provides 24-hour hydration and visibly firms that delicate eye area in just 2 weeks. Then I use Olay Retinol 24 Night Moisturizer in the beautiful purple jar. It hydrates better than that $100 retinol cream and gives me smoother, younger-looking skin. Get $10 off 2 moisturizers at retailers nationwide and Olay.com. Check your local newspaper for coupon and more details.
We're listening around the clock, and your time to be heard is right now. Right now. Welcome back to KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about. Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We're here with Harold Turner, Executive Director, and Madeline Cobb Brown, President of the Board of NAMI Urban LA. We've been talking about mental illness in our community and some of the ways that we can get some help and with our families who are faced with those issues. We're addressing specifically the problem of stigma. And Madeline, I know in our past conversations, you've mentioned that there are a lot of classes that NAMI Urban LA provides to help people get a better understanding of how to cope and deal with the situations that they're facing. And I know stigma is included in that. Can you give us just a little brief background on some of the classes that are offered and how they help benefit the community?
Gerald, thank you for asking that. One of the main things that helped me eliminate shame that I had regarding my son being ill, having schizophrenia, was joining NAMI as a NAMI member and taking the family-to-family course. At that time, it was a 12-week course. It's an 8-week course now. And it takes you through different phases that you're dealing with when you have a family member with mental illness. And it really helped to save my life and my son's life. Honestly, I don't know what I would have done without it. When you empower yourself with education about mental illness and that you're not the blame for the mental illness, so many times mothers do blame themselves. What did I do wrong? But when you take these courses, they just really empower you and help you have a better understanding. We have the family to family. We have the basics family to family, which basically focuses on adolescents with early signs of mental illness in elementary and junior high school. We have support groups. We have Ending the Silence. And one of the other signature programs that we offer at NAMI Urban LA is our LPS, our conservatorship course, which really helps you. And that's probably a big talk these days with Britney Spears and her issue concerning her conservatorship. But anyhow, I only invite all of you to go on to NAMI and find out about our courses that we offer. Thank you.
Thank you for Harold. We just got a few seconds left in this segment. Is there anything you want to add to that just quickly?
No, just quickly. There's so much. You know, this is a huge subject, but I would just ask people to remember, as you pointed out early, mental illness is not a disease of the intellect. The intellect is still working. If you can just keep that in mind as you encounter people with mental illness. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much for that, Harold. When we come forward, we're going to wrap things up and conclude our conversation with Harold Turner and Madeline Kyle from NAMI Urban LA. So we want you to, who are listening, to go to NAMI's website, and we're going to give you all the information before we leave today on how you can contact them and get the information that you need to be able to deal with any situation that you have in your family regarding mental illness. We'll see you in a few.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
Do you need a car but hate the car dealer experience? Well, at Hawthorne Auto Square, we pride ourselves on having the greatest pressure-free experience. And with our famous in-house finance, we guarantee 100% approvals on all and any auto loans. Whether you have bad credit, recent repos, SSI, unemployment, a part-time job, Hawthorne Auto Square can have you driving and with no co-signers needed. This is your car. Even with a repo yesterday, you drive today. At Hawthorne Auto Square, we get you approved in minutes and have you driving out in less than 1 hour. Crazy, right? And now we're offering a new 6-month warranty on all loans with payments starting at under $350 a month. Anyone can afford that. Plus, we're helping build your credit. So before making that final decision, give us a call at 310-644-4222 or drive down to Hawthorne Auto Square right off the 105 freeway in Prairie. So let's recap. 6 months to build on your down payment. 6 month warranty. Upgrade your car every 2 years and reestablish your credit. What dealer can say this? Hawthorne Auto Square. That's where. Visit us at HawthorneAutoSquare.com.
OAC and OAD.
KBLA Talk 1580, putting the spotlight on culture and community. The World Stage is a globally renowned home for jazz performances, classes, and workshops. It is one of Leimert Park's leading cultural institutions, and it's a 501c3 nonprofit. Right now, concerts and classes are streaming online at youtube.com/TheWorldStage. From the Friday night jazz performance series to the Saturday vocal and drum workshops, it's all free. To participate, donate, or support, stop by their website at worldstage.org. That's worldstage.org. Whether you join an organization, patronize a black-owned or local small business, volunteer at a nonprofit, or contribute cash, we can all make a difference. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk.
Life insurance helps your life's moments live on. State Farm agent Brandon Foster will help you decide which coverage is right for you. Whether you're looking for the affordability of term insurance or need coverage for a specific time frame, contact myagentbfoster.com today. Term life helps with short-term debts. Whole life insurance protects your family's future. And universal life insurance is a permanent policy with flexible premiums and death benefits to help protect your loved ones. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Contact myagentbfoster.com today. MyAgentBFoster.com.
KBLA Talk 1580 reminding you, when we fight, we win. There's a community organization and a calling, a place and a purpose for everyone. The NAACP is one of the oldest civil rights organizations in the United States. There are local chapters in cities nationwide, along with a powerful national network. The NAACP strives to disrupt inequality, dismantle racism, and accelerate change in areas including criminal justice, healthcare, education, climate, and the economy. They offer scholarships, internships, resource libraries, grants, training and workshops, legislative report cards, and more. The NAACP has an undeniable record of wins on civil rights and social justice as they work to make racial equity a reality. To join a community of over 2 million activists across the nation, visit NAACP.org or check local listings for a chapter near you. Remember, our impact is greater when we connect with an organization. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580. Whoa!
Weekdays,
weekends,
we've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
This segment of Urban Family Focus is brought to you by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring that our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org.
Thank you, and welcome back to Urban Family Focus. Harold Mallon, it's been great having you with us today, and you've given some great information, and hopefully our listeners are listening in and taking notes and preparing to reach out to NAMI Urban LA to deal with any issues that they may be having. Harold, as you were talking about your daughter and how she was doing so well in school, it just reminded me of a story of my nephew who was at Morehouse. And he was, you know, president of everything, king of everything, and doing great things at Morehouse College, and came home for spring break and told his mom, said, "Mom, I'm feeling great. I don't think I need that medication anymore." And his mom said, "No, baby, let's just stick with the program. You're doing well in school. Everything is fine." And he got with his buddies, and I guess we're assuming he missed taking his medication for 3 or 4 days. And the next thing we knew, he had walked in front of a train. So it's very important that we understand that, you say, the intellect is still there. Kids can excel. We can excel. We can have great opportunities, great jobs. We talked about earlier, I was going to mention some of the famous people like Mike Wallace, who was the first host for 60 Minutes. He had a mental illness diagnosis. Our queen, Beyonce, has a mental illness diagnosis. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that do great things with mental illness, and I'm glad that NAMI's here to help people get the help that they need. So we're going to wrap things up, but before we get out of here, I just want to mention that next week when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Gloria Moreau, who's a psychologist, and all I can say about her is she's a bad sister. If you got anything going on, she can tighten you up. So we're going to be here with Dr. Gloria next week, and we're hoping that everybody tells a friend about this new great lineup that we have here at KBLA Talk 1580. And following us, coming up after this, is going to be Black Lives Matter. So you know how important that is and how important those issues are in our community. So we want to stay tuned for Black Lives Matter coming after Urban Family Focus. And if you can, you got that app downloaded, you got your phone with you, stay with KBLA Talk all day today. This is our brand new Saturday lineup is kicking off. And believe me, there's some great information coming your way. So download that app, stay with KBLA Talk 1580. And again, my name is Reverend Gerald, life coach, addiction counselor, and I know that Reverend title, you know, signifies some things to some of you, and faith is very important. Faith is important. Without faith, we wouldn't be where we are today. And if you think about trauma being one of the main things that cause mental illness, there's nobody that's had more trauma in this country than Black folk. And if it wasn't for the church being our only counselor, our only form of entertainment, our only form of consultation back in the day, I wonder where we would be. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning to Urban Family Focus. Please tell a friend. You can contact us. Find us on Facebook at Urban Family Focus. You can find us on Instagram at Urban Family Focus and on Twitter at Urban Fam Focus. Next up, Black Lives Matter. Thanks for sticking with us for this hour. We'll see you next week at the same time on the same station, and you will catch that early worm: wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation.
With some talk, they're now waiting for the judgment day. But why wait? Why don't you look around? Haven't you found that the judgment day is already in play for the black? And now come time for the old phase.